You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to Haddage Underground, everybody. This is the mighty, mighty Meta Baron.
Voice the Villain.
Macho Sampson.
And we want to thank y'all for coming out to our season two finale. Woo! Live on that ass. Shout out to Social Media. The monkey ass is a round of applause. This is the last good shit y'all gonna get, at least for the
I said we're done. I quit.
At least for the next hour. How are y'all doing today?
We good.
How are y'all doing today?
There we go. That's what I like to hear.
Fuck it,
then. Drunk.
I guess we could get into the monkey shit. How's everything been for y'all since Tuesday?
Everything's been great.
Has everything been fucking great?
I've been waiting for this. That's what I've been waiting on.
Aside from the, rushing to get everything together, putting this monkey business together.
Okay. Well.
And that's about it.
All right. Well. I guess we'll jump right into the shit then. Your man's has been traveling.
Your man's.
I'm talking to you, villain. Your man's Kanye. Yandy.
It's not my man.
Kanye, yes, it is, bro.
Not anymore.
Yes, it is, man.
That's his man's.
Kanye has been traveling.
Kanye ain't been my man since his mama died. And that's facts.
Hey, where that bell at?
Hey, if y'all. There'll be no bells in this bitch tonight, sadly. But I mean, that ain't that bad. You ain't go as hard on his mom as Don Lemon did. God damn.
Don Lemon went hard?
Look, I got $100 on the books of the nigga that cracked Don Lemon in the head right fast. I ain't even gonna lie to you, man.
That's
you
some genuine hate.
I mean, you can criticize Jay, but why even bring his mama into it, man? Like, these niggas on the news talking like y'all don't know each other, and I guess Ye is lunch. Everybody talks shit about Ye. The South Park niggas had his mama as a gollywog in the fucking cartoon.
I don't even know what a gollywog is.
A gollywog.
It don't sound good.
Everybody in this bitch has played Pokemon before, right?
Yes.
Jinx. Jinx is a gollywog. Mr. Popo is a gollywog. The fucking caricature with black skin, big ass,
the big lips.
The South Park niggas had Kanye.
She dead.
Yeah.
She dead, though.
But I mean, like I'm saying.
Isn't there a ghost Pokemon, too?
Yeah.
His mama ghost Pokemon.
Come on, man.
where the bell at?
Shout out to Landon. He's going to take volunteer bell work.
Landon is the bell.
Landon is the bell.
We're going to make you the bell, man. But I mean, Ye has been traveling here and there and everywhere. He's been flying. Apparently, he's been in Detroit, Chicago, and D.C., for the last couple days.
Yeah, I heard he was at CSS, wasn't he?
He was at CCS.
Why does he keep coming here?
What you mean? He got peoples here. Dan Gilbert is his boy. Why wouldn't he be here?
Oh, that's what's going on?
Yeah.
He got put on.
That would make sense. Dan Gilbert is the captain of gentrification.
That's facts, though.
Womp, womp.
Q line, the quicken line, the get your ass the fuck up out of the way line.
I only go 3 miles. Ah,
yeah. Give this man a fucking round of applause, please. Thank you.
Dave.
We're going to leave it in your hands, Dave.
Dave, the boss, Dave.
I ain't got no problems with the Q line because I don't ride the motherfucking dog. I gave up on Woodward 3 years ago, bro.
It go like 5 miles.
I don't give a fuck. I gave up on Woodward as a motherfucking concept about 3 years ago.
What crackhead did you run over?
No, just, man, when they was doing the construction around here, the Woodward just wasn't for me, bro.
What you missed, though? I'm trying to understand.
My favorite Thai food place around here closed down. Gentrification took my favorite Thai food place.
What they turned into? Vegan something?
It's some Detroit rock food shit. Yoga, I don't know.
Like a yoga place or something?
But yeah,
yoga place.
Gilbert being the spearhead of gentrification. I mean, who the fuck here was gonna do it? Motherfuckers in Detroit have been eating well and not helping nobody. And I don't know. Y'all got any reservations about the shit that Kanye was saying? Does anybody out there have feelings about what Kanye was saying?
Fuck.
So this is the part of the show.
I think half of what Kanye's saying was right. It's just the fact. It's just the fact that he is coming from the wrong person, doing the wrong thing. Yeah.
I think it's so much stigma behind him that they're not like really listening to it.
I'm not listening to a nigga in a MAGA hat.
Why not?
I just can't. Like,
you just can't. You just shut it down.
Yeah, it takes away your credibility. Like,
I'm not gonna lie to you, Villa.
That's like listening to a white man in a fucking Klan robe. I'm straight.
Look, if he's speaking facts.
No, no. I'm not listening to Red Dragon. I'm not listening to Red Dragon.
To your life. You gonna turn that down?
If he was on my side and he was a Klansman, man, I had to change my side then, nigga. Like, get out, take your bathrobe and get the fuck out of my house. Ex-roommate. I ain't living with no Klansman.
You don't know that.
I'm going to burn the house down and put a cross in the front yard.
They don't have to wear the robe all the time. How do you know?
Man, we talking about Kanye, man. Where'd you get Klansman from, bro?
MAGA hat.
Man, come on.
MAGA hat and Klans robe is similar.
It's synonymous.
I
guess so, man.
Just make it red.
I don't know. My problem wasn't so much with Kanye. My problem wasn't even with the fool clown shit Kanye was talking about. My problem was with My problem is with the kowtowing ass, stepping fetching, but it's not my turn to get whipped on the back. Coon ass niggas in the media talking about Kanye. I had to roll the shoulder.
Yeah, that was intense.
You had to roll the shoulder.
I don't know. I feel a certain type of way because, like I said, all these motherfuckers know each other. And, I mean, really, all y'all coming out y'all mouth to talk about Kanye, I mean, we can because ain't none of us got motherfucking millions of dollars. All of us go to work every day, so we down here in the shit. But all the other mother highfalutin fake people talking shit about Kanye, it's like, Snoop, come on, man. You're a former gangbanging pimp,
he's in
Rastafarian, turned gospel artist,
Snoop in town?
And bestie with motherfucking Martha Stewart.
What about T.I.?
What about...
I like his answer.
Who said that?
The homie.
No, you gotta say that.
Who said that? The homie, greatest Terry. Right. We're gonna give everybody a chance to speak. But T.I., are you talking about the, confidential informant / fucking.
You call him a snitch?
I didn't call him a snitch.
Sound like you called
the
him
plea
a snitch.
Deal that he made with the fucking FBI called him a fucking snitch.
Because he got caught with like 35 guns and he just out on the street next year?
No malice towards the man. But the man did a motherfucking PSA for the Georgia State Police Department. What do you want from me? Facts. Okay. It's real out here, bro. And what else is there to say about Clifford Harris? But, you know, Cliff can't even vote because he's a convicted felon. So why the fuck is he trying to shame people that don't want to fucking vote?
Hey, he's the rubber band man. Wow, that's the Taliban.
Yeah, I guess so. Opening up and curating a fucking museum dedicated to selling poison to the community. So I'm looking like all y'all some fool ass niggas. And can't nobody talk halfway out their mouth about anybody else. But I don't know. That's just me.
So do you think like Kanye is the right person to be doing this?
I don't give a fuck. I don't know.
I don't think he's right. I don't think he represents us. Completely.
He doesn't.
So let me ask y'all a question. And I guess this is it. What is us?
It's a lot.
Yes. My whole life has changed, head ass. Go ahead and answer.
9 o'clock.
I think you got me this time.
You don't know. Nobody knows who the right person for any of this is.
Is it an answer? I don't think it's as simple as an answer.
I don't think there's so much an answer as much as I think it is a direction. And whenever the fucking spokespeople for your community are entertainers and athletes, don't nobody in the fucking world take you serious, man. Nobody. Yeah. Think about it. If everybody had to do, we joke and we laugh about the shit. And Chappelle, God bless the man, Chappelle motherfucking put people up on with the Race Olympics. Now, if the Race Olympics was real, everybody gonna show up with their brightest motherfucking best. Scientists, businessmen, military people, generals, killers of all sorts. What is the black delegation gonna show up with?
Michael Jordan.
A bunch of motherfucking rapping ass ball players and motherfucking Instagram models and a bunch of other clown shit.
LeBron James.
Niggas is gonna be like, you know, y'all really don't have to participate because, I mean, you know.
We don't need the blacks.
You know what it is?
Man, that's where it comes down to. Nope. Like, how can you respect somebody that just got that? Like, you don't have anything else to offer other than these motherfuckers that shoot a ball in a hoop and spit shit on the mic.
You ain't got to respect nobody to motherfucking utilize them or exploit them. Because if all the niggas decided to not dribble a motherfucking ball or spit another motherfucking lyric, a lot of niggas is going home.
No more work.
That's it.
What you got to say, Gerald?
This is the part where we invite the audience to speak. I want to thank y'all again for listening and sticking with our stupid ass.
Man, thank you.
So this final podcast is. Come over here. Go ahead and put it in the center of the table.
Take it easy,
please.
All right, so I wanted to comment on who us is. All right, so we look at the black community.
Take a minute.
Yeah, you got to tilt it up.
No.
Tilt it up. And put it on the table.
Put it on the table.
Yep. And then turn it towards you.
Get it together.
There you go.
Get you together. Close.
Hey.
Right now. He did it.
Level's good. Get close.
Yep. We want to pick you up clear.
Yeah, we want to get everything.
Also.
Now I'm just looking at y'all like.
We're not prepared for Q&A properly.
Right. Okay.
There you go.
This is also the man that made our other finale go too crazy.
I can't let you blow up the spot this time, but go ahead and speak.
No, I don't got the lick today. Okay. All right. So going back to us, a lot of times we tend to put the black community, you know what I'm saying, as one group as if motherfucking socioeconomic, my bad for the motherfucking.
This had you underground, bro. Did you hear what you said about Kanye mama?
As if their motherfucking socioeconomic status and the money don't change things. Like, so for instance, like when they tried to bury the N-word, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I can't speak for everybody. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I'm a nigga, you know what I'm saying? So I do nigga shit, you know, so I can actually, but
I'm an educated nigga,
right. So I could explain like what a nigga is, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, it's niggas that's like on nigga shit that may consider themselves nigga. I ain't gonna call Obama a nigga because he may not be a nigga. You know what I'm saying?
He may not be.
If he ain't never had to be in that situation where, okay, I'll try to handle this situation. Now I'm about to be on some nigga shit. If he never been in that situation, he can't call himself a nigga, and I got a problem if he do.
You don't think Barack went on no ride alongs, man?
I don't know. But what I'm saying is that
he in Chicago.
Kanye right now, he ain't on no nigga shit. And facts. Kanye possibly may have been on something. You know what I'm saying? So that being the case, I think we all have like this little internal clock, this little internal fact checker and shit.
Is that where color people time comes from?
What?
The internal clock.
The nigga clock. No. That's just an internal clock. Motherfuckers could feel bullshit. And people saw what Kanye was doing and felt bullshit. You know what I'm saying? In the first place. Like the shit that he was saying, you know, like, okay.
Some of the stuff he was saying.
He bringing some issues. Okay, right. I could see how he could possibly be maneuvering it. But it's like, yo, man, you know what I'm saying? You dick riding. You know what I'm saying? It's like you dick riding like it's a motherfucking rodeo in this bitch.
He saddle cocking hard. You're right.
Honestly, I believe Kanye is trying to pull people forward. Look, at least I ain't calling him Kanye. Look, I think he's trying to pull people for the okie doke. You know, he's going in there like, I'm going to wear this MAGA hat. I'm trying to get in with Trump. Make them befriend me, and then I'm going to hit them with the issues. That's what it looks like. That's what he's trying to do. But niggas see him wearing a MAGA hat, and they just get turned off.
Right.
You can't just come in. You can't be wearing a MAGA hat, buddying up with your enemy, and then try to hit them with the issues at the end. Like, we're not going to ride with you, Kanye.
But you can wear a suit and tie like a mobster and brag about selling dope and still be the man.
Dope better.
Okay.
But then that may go into like... What's the power though? Because if
why people always want to bail me?
Because you're the most bell hopping ass
bell hopping motherfucker in here.
Because motherfuckers really riding with T.I. and niggas like just really like looking at T.I. posts. I'm just actually like reading Kanye's conversation. Looking at T.I. posts, I thought Kanye was on some bullshit. Like nigga, I'll suck your dick if you know what I'm saying. You take me in the back room. Like that's what I really thought based off what T.I. said, but.
Yeah,
I'm about to take the money.
Yeah, we're gonna have to cut.
I'm about to take the money.
You got to cut your money. Legitimate issues, but T.I. You know what I'm saying? Who's very educated?
You have a hook to go. Just
you know what I'm saying? He didn't. He didn't represent that. The whole point.
Very good job. Very good job. Gerald, we're gonna have you on the show. We need. We need you on Conspiracy Theory Show.
So
on the Conspiracy Theory Show, you're going to be the first.
It's a short show. We only got an hour.
So we only got an hour, kiddos. To build on what Gerald is saying about obviously
what people is he saying?
he's saying that people are riding with what T.I. is saying regardless. It's like the truth is true regardless of the source. Kanye talking about the shit that the Democratic Party did and exploiting people.
All of it wasn't wrong.
Bringing shit facts.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, all of it wasn't
but
wrong.
But Kanye's an asshole.
Yeah.
He's going about it the wrong way.
T.I. talking about how Kanye looks like a fucking embarrassment, wearing the fucking hat, smiling, skinning and grinning, hugging Trump.
Himself. I don't think T.I. can. Okay.
It's not many.
Not a lot.
Like you, somebody got to talk to him.
Jim Brown, Jim Brown, Steve Harvey. Like I said, all the worst motherfuckers to speak on your behalf.
The Kim Baby.
What you got to say, bro?
Well,
it's two part. Should I talk to him?
Go ahead. Do your thing.
You have access. Just take it easy.
So.
Also, we're going to leave the mic right here. So if anybody want to say something, come up to the table.
About that race draft.
Come up a little bit.
Okay, so about that race draft. You don't think, this is probably a rhetorical question, you don't think that Neil deGrasse Tyson will be up there for black folks?
I mean, he might.
Is that the nigga that be talking about space? Is that the space nigga?
The space scientist, right?
The space nigga, right?
The space guy.
Here's what it is.
We gonna keep him. I think we should keep him.
Everybody Google Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah, we need Neil deGrasse. I need to know some knowledge. Yeah, we need Neil deGrasse.
Here's what it is. I wouldn't have an issue.
I wouldn't trade Kanye.
I wouldn't have an issue with Neil deGrasse Tyson being there.
I still like Kanye music.
So. And there are a lot.
Do you think?
Man, fuck Kanye.
Here's my thing. Y'all gotta understand that for me personally. This shit, the Eminem and whatever the fuck his name is,
MGK.
Yeah, that moron. All of that shit is fake manufactured bullshit to sell records. Yes. He got an album coming out, right?
Yes.
It came out.
So he's going to use any, if you think about it, the president is a fucking reality TV show.
He's a media mogul master.
He's a reality. He literally got in there. Yeah, exactly. He's a reality TV show.
Yeah, Agent Orange.
All of this shit is to sell products.
So
it's stupid.
To answer your question about Neil deGrasse Tyson and the racial draft, I mean, having Neil deGrasse Tyson, I'd rather have him there than motherfucking Beyonce. But the thing about it is,
he got more shit to say.
But it's like,
no, I don't sponsor that.
The B-Hap gonna get you. The B-Hap gonna get you.
You about to get fucked up by the B-Hap.
I'm not in this. Let it be known. You rode
William
that.
Hammond Macho did not Samson say that shit. Did not slander that. No.
Our Beyonce sponsorship is gone.
That's vicious.
Okay. Good luck with that.
They'll fucking kill you.
I'm not going to harken back to the episode revealing question whether or not she can read, but that's fine.
She can't count either.
Thank you for joining me in hell, sir.
She can't count either. I don't know much about algebra, but 1 + 1 = 2.
If you like it, just put a 2 on it.
I don't know, man. Neil deGrasse Tyson, as much as I like him, he's like a popular scientist. He's someone that popularizes science. People were shitting on the Bill Nye pretty hard about a year or so ago when he was flip flopping. He got the show on Netflix and he got roped into the gender issue shit. But the thing is, Bill Nye's skin in the game comes from his days as a, aerospace engineer, and the fact that he actually invented something that Boeing still uses today.
He legitimized.
Yeah, so like.
I mean, science ain't a one trick pony. It's science, nigga.
Science.
Science.
If you got one thing, you can't ride it to the end.
Yes, you can.
If it's science, you can ride that shit to
the end. No, hold on. I got you,
Bill. Somebody just cut his
mic. No. I got you. You don't consider yourself a scientist, bro? So I tell you what, if we had to ask everybody in this room, because I'm about to get you, if we had to ask everybody in this room, what is the best strategic way you could to knock somebody out, who in here could speak on the subject better than you?
Come on, dog. It's you. The sweet science of Muay Thai.
Martial arts is a science, bro. It is. Scientists.
You don't learn in school.
No, you don't. But the classroom is everywhere.
You got a teacher, though.
It's an art.
It is an art.
That's why it's called martial art, not martial science.
Art is a science. Damn. Art's a science.
Hey, one bell at. Come on, man.
No, I give him a bell.
I think he got you on that one.
No, because, I mean, they still call boxing the sweet science.
It's a lifestyle.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, martial arts is... I mean, you can Picasso your way all you want, but I mean, there's a specific way. If you fighting a motherfucker, your life is on the line. You ain't about to Rembrandt your way out of a motherfucking fight. You about to strategically and surgically take the motherfucker apart.
Rembrandt the nigga apart. Okay.
Rembrandt a nigga apart.
So you gonna let 11 other niggas jump him, and then you gonna come in with the final hit? Shut the hell
level up. That's smart. That's smart, though. Paint smart. The nigga brains on the wall. Bam. Rembrandts.
This is the kind of shit that make me feel that y'all niggas ain't no better than Kanye. Y'all out here on some savage shit.
Kanye's real.
21 savage.
Oh, my God.
21.
It's fucked up that Kanye at this point, he might be hip-hop's Kevin Bacon. You can 6 degrees separation Kanye with everybody. Yep. I mean, you totally can with fucking 21 Savage because of Amber Rose.
Yep.
You see what you done did, dog?
Hey, women are like conductors when it comes to dicks. God. You might as well fucked him.
So this is the part of the show where I'm glad.
This is where we die.
This is where I'm glad that he can hear. No, see, this is the part of the show where I'm glad that he can hear the effect of the stupid shit that he says. Because
man, we've been waiting for this for a long time. Especially through I Am. We can hear it live now.
I don't know. Ginger holds him down pretty well.
No.
Ginger does hold him.
Silencing your fucking mic.
You can't stop me.
Shout out to Ginger. She couldn't make it tonight.
So.
I ain't tell her on purpose.
Okay. So, to be honest.
I knew something was afoot.
This season two finale. We didn't really want to talk about shit other than how much we appreciate y'all for coming out and fucking with us. How much we appreciate y'all. Every like, every motherfucking share.
Yes.
How y'all tune in every Tuesday. Even the ones.
Yes.
Man. Even the ones that stuck with us in season one when everything was shitty as fuck. Admittedly.
Ironically, it was across the street.
Shout out to Dave and his people for hooking this quality up tremendously. We actually sound halfway motherfucking legit.
We want to thank Dave and
Unlicensed but well skilled. So this is the part where I don't know. It would be kind of like a Q&A session, but this is where we want to get feedback from y'all about what y'all thought of the season and what y'all want to see on the next season.
Go ahead, Landon.
So how we gonna do this is, because I don't want to fuck up any of the equipment.
Please don't.
We gonna go from seat to seat to seat to seat to seat like that. If you got something to say, you can stand up.
You wanted to take a break. You did this.
Good. Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
We gonna go, if you got something to say,
just come up here.
Either come up here or stay there and just project your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Put the mic on.
Yeah.
Not all of us can walk.
I guess just make a line. Then.
Yeah, I guess if you want. You sure?
Okay. You all thing.
I love this.
Go ahead,
Lane. I just want to say my piece. That's all I want to say.
Do your thing.
Just wait. Sorry, I don't want to hear your fucking.
You want to
do my thing?
I don't think they want that table there, man.
Do your thing, dog.
Thank you, though, bro.
Did Billin tell me to do my thing? I just want to do my thing.
Yeah,
right here.
No, we don't want
you to do your thing.
I'm right here.
No, we don't want you to do your thing.
Don't stop, Landon. Landon needs to talk.
You can't hold me down.
Somebody's got to hold him down.
So what you going to say?
Okay.
I'm unleashed.
Oh, God.
All I want to say is.
Don't move the mic when you're talking to
him. Yeah, please. Just leave the mic on this.
They didn't think I was going to be here. It's me, Landon Simmons, a.k.a.
King Motor Simmons.
King Simmons. Super Simmons, Motor City, Man of Steel, the Kryptonite from Detroit. I'm here. That's all I wanted to say.
That's all you want to say.
And that's all I wanted to say.
That's it.
I'm here. They think I was going to be here.
Are you going to actually be on the show?
We've been trying to get your ass on.
Will we get you on the show finally?
Let me know when.
And I'll be there. Because, like, last time y'all asked me, and yes, it was a day, it was a day of.
Right now, yes or no?
I asked me a week ahead of time.
We gotta have a press conference.
Nah, low key, I'm gonna have you come on the show with Chris.
I don't. No.
We'll get donuts and make a day of it.
Macho just jump out the crowd and beat his ass.
No, I'm gonna have
like Khabib.
Let's go.
He want me to come on with Ultra Perm. It's not gonna happen.
Oh, Ultra Perm. No. Ultra Perm be great.
We won't even have a season 3.
It'd be season 2.5.
Yeah, season 3 be done.
Get out of here, man.
Get out of here.
Come on, Gerald. What you got to say?
Look, man, we ain't got all day, man.
No, I'm getting straight to the point.
All right, my man.
Go ahead.
You know what? Okay, so, hold on. Move this cable. We're going to keep the mic right there, talking to it, but don't move it.
All right, I just had one issue with the season.
Go ahead, bro.
This man advertised the guest being on there, who was supposed to be like an exercise lady. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping, I sent a question in, and I was hoping that she could discuss a question about Kegels and everything in the Kegel movement.
Ask her about
So you asked the question about Kegels.
I was not going to do that.
You asked the question about Kegels, and Tudor asked the question about Kegels.
Oh, somebody else did?
Yeah. It was the same lady that you want. She didn't want to answer.
She didn't want to answer?
No. Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Oh, damn.
I asked her about Yanni Boss, too, and she wasn't ready.
Yanni Boss, but I just want to put it out. You know what I'm saying? I got an agenda. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Women, y'all need to live your best life. Drink water and Kegel. You know what I'm saying?
PSA.
That Kegel.
He has a PSA.
This guy is hilarious.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That extra grip. You know, that
extra grip.
All right.
The extra grip.
Next.
Pussy grip.
That extra grip. Man.
Hashtag pussy grip.
It will separate you from the crowd.
If you want to distinguish yourself from the rest of the bitches, do some Kegels. That's what this man trying to say.
Okay, all right.
Let's go, Chris.
Please introduce yourself.
Training.
Oh, she need time. Hold on, we got it. We good?
Go right ahead.
It is vitamin C.
Let's go.
Hello.
Hey.
You only get the Kegel exercise if you deserve it.
Wow. Mm.
If you ain't get it, you got to work for it.
Damn, Jesus!
I mean, that's fair. I mean, y'all about? Are you about to be out here giving your small of the back?
She left after that.
You can't leave after that.
No, wait a minute. You know more about Kegel.
Nope. Save it for later.
We got him.
Get up here, Ruhan.
That's like
Ruhan.
You ain't going to the gym till you with somebody.
I mean,
you got a pre-Kegel.
Pre-Kegel?
What is it?
You got a Pringle on these bitches. You got a Pringle on these niggas. Get up here, Ruhan. You got some shit to say. Get up here.
We got another guest.
Our silent partner.
From season 2.
Our silent partner.
All right. I got a question for Bill.
Who are you, sir?
You got a question for me.
Yes.
State your name.
My name is Ruhan.
There you go, Ruhan.
There we go.
All right. Bill has once Ruhan. On episode 7.
You know the exact episode.
Minute. Oh, I got.
He went straight nerd on you. Actually,
at minute 22.
At minute 23 seconds.
47. Actually. 47 is that. My bad. Let me get my jitsu on.
I'm too drunk.
I was on episode 7, you know.
So, he has stated he has never paid for pussy.
Facts. He never did.
He did say that.
You never did a hand of gland.
Hand of gland. No.
Not
never played for pussy. No. Wow.
Now, do y'all believe a villain?
Why?
Y'all believe a villain?
Whoa. I've never done.
No, it's a legitimate.
I'm not light skinned.
I don't know, bro.
I don't know, man. You have a lot of light skin tendencies.
You got a beard that screams 40 ball, dog.
Yeah. Whoa. It's my next question. He does have the. Now, how many women think he eats pussy?
I've done that.
Oh.
I do that very well. So any woman after the show,
Wait, you know what I'm saying? It's the weekend.
I can get it freaking.
You a disrespectful nigga. It's married women in this room.
I don't even.
Listen, why are we discussing
this? Ruhan, he came up here.
Why are we discussing this?
He did this.
I know you do, dog, but you'll have to wait until everybody else gets their question.
So is that a booty beer or a pussy eating beer?
I don't eat, but I don't do that.
Next.
I'm straight. Literally.
Thank you, Ruan.
Thank you, Rock.
I don't. Nah.
Yeah, this is sponsored by Blue Ribbon.
No, it's not.
PBR. Y'all are the only niggas we ain't shat on all season, so
that's right.
Holla at your boys.
Holla at your boys.
I got a good question.
Go ahead.
Oh, God.
It's a real question. I do. I'm Super Simmons. I got doubles.
He close.
So, so how y'all hook up together? You know what I'm saying?
Basement.
Was it the barbecue?
So much like half or no, ain't no half. Much like all of the motherfucking degenerates in here. Bless y'all. We all met in the same place. We all met in motherfucking Wayne State. That's why we're here doing this motherfucking season two.
We started doing the podcast.
We actually thought about and talked about the idea at my brother's house.
Yes, at the
that
barbecue.
That is correct.
At one of the barbecues. We was like, you know, we should get together and record. So it started out with us meeting every week to discuss ideas.
Yes.
And we was like, let's see if we can do this. We met 10 times in a row, talked about, wrote down a whole bunch of shit, put shit in place. And we was like, man, we should see if we could record once every week just to see if we're going to do something with it. And we did. We recorded for like 13 weeks straight.
Yeah, that was our cell phones.
That was our first season. We recorded
y'all was on 13 phone. Weeks. That's a long time.
Well, it happens. We got to be.
We had, what was the schedule? Monday. And Friday.
Monday and Friday. We met up twice.
So y'all got 13 weeks of shit to talk about?
We got years of shit to talk about.
This was built up.
What are you talking about?
How long was it built up?
It was built up for a while. Like, to be honest with you, this idea, like a lot of ideas, a lot of motherfuckers don't know that they had, spawned off of conversations talking to Ahmad. Rest in peace to my homie. Rest in peace to my brother.
Rest in peace to Ahmad. Daniels,
a legend,
our homie,
and brother. It was always the idea of just doing something, putting some shit together, right?
More like a brotherhood.
So, kind of, sort of, the show spawned out about just talking shit about the basement, particularly, and how that was such an impactful era in the lives of everybody here, whether they know it or not. Sadly,
fuck it, we just wanted to have a time to just talk shit, just like how we used to,
right?
In the basement.
And invite, and the whole theme
invite
was
our friends,
invite everybody that helped contribute to this whole.
Yeah. Macho said the first season was horrible.
It was.
I don't believe. That.
I didn't.
It was just it was just goofy.
I wasn't in love with season one.
It was kind
of
goofy.
It was a lot of sporadic crazy shit. In the
now we're moved up in the world.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, so
this whole season?
I'm going to let the crowd decide that.
Yeah, I was about to say.
What role
do everybody play
on this podcast?
I say crazy shit.
I'm the neutral.
He's the neutral.
Yeah, I'm neutral.
And he's the informative.
Current events and just getting up. Make sure everybody stay on track.
It's like Fox. I mean, it's like Fox News.
Don't call me Fox News. Nigga, I'll fire on you right now.
Fire off there. You,
hey.
Ding, ding, ding.
Where the bell at?
Y'all see that, right? I'm pressing charges.
Wait, who hit who?
It was a reaction. I'm sorry.
I'm pressing charges.
Get along.
You most definitely light-skinned today, nigga.
I'm pressing charges.
Oh, my God.
That is some light-skinned shit. The alarm go off? They were like, it's niggas fighting. It's alarm going off.
You know it's some nigga shit when a nigga's phone in the crowd stops everything.
That was random.
No, it was well placed. It's niggas in the room.
I think it was a collective effort. We kind of like a assembly piece. Like we're not in competition with each other.
No,
why would we do that?
No. I'm not gonna answer that because I think we're a good group.
I can't answer it. I don't listen to enough Migos to know the difference between them niggas.
Yeah, I can't answer that.
Like I know it's three niggas, but like I don't know the difference.
It's two and a half.
You don't need no difference. The money go to the same place.
It's two and a half niggas with a possible. It's like spades.
Nah, he out of jail. It's three.
He out of jail. Wow.
I mean, he out of jail knocking hoes up. It's three of them. It's three of them.
Hey, Quavo just made a diss song about Nicki Minaj. You heard that?
Yeah. Who cares?
No, I can't do that to myself.
Nah, I can't do that either.
I can't do it either.
Does anybody here have a favorite episode or favorite thing that happened this season? Bruno.
The dude that was smoking crack was legendary.
I told people that was our best episode when nigga do crack.
Bruno was lit though. Shout out to Bruno.
The funny thing about that episode was 4 weeks in the making, and
I kept telling him don't bring him.
He was like, I don't want
to. We were both kind of leery about it.
We had to have a perfect time for him to come up.
Yeah, we was like, is this the right time? I don't think this is the right time.
He was like, I don't want no crackheads on the show, man. We you trying to ruin our brand.
He did go Hollywood. He's like, nah.
Hey.
But I'm like, look, man.
There's too many white people to bring a crackhead up there.
He was white. Ish.
He white ish. There you go. White ish.
I mean, like.
He white adjacent.
I ain't going to lie, from a distance. I wouldn't have pegged him as white though.
Listen, man, this nigga was walking in stores with fiend out looking bitches and a credit card. Nobody checked his ID. That's as white as it gets.
Agreed.
Peak. Shout out to my nigga Bruno, but that episode was 4 weeks in the making, and I really wanted it to happen, mostly because I told nobody that it was a possibility, and I just literally just wanted to spring it on y'all because. How many of y'all even remembered that nigga before that episode or thought he was even alive? Fireman.
I remembered everything.
I ain't never seen that nigga.
Everything.
In my life.
No, I've seen him. Never seen that. He's been around.
Anybody else got any highlights? Anybody else got any favorite moments?
I did. I thought he was too big to be a crackhead. I was like, I ain't never seen a crackhead this big. This is a fat ass crackhead. He's too big to be a crackhead. He need a crackhead weight limit.
How y'all doing today?
What's going on, man? Introduce yourself on the mic.
This is Brandon Mallory, and first thing I want to say is I am sauced right now.
Let's go. We all are.
Yeah, we all are.
One of my favorite moments is when you gave that hardcore-ass critique about Planet Fitness.
I can't fuck with Planet
Fitness. You talking about when niggas be having their balls out?
Not even that. Just the whole pizza thing.
Pizza and candy, Tootsie Rolls, niggas drying their asshole with the hand dryer.
On TV. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like, I mean, like, I don't know, man. Like, I thought that niggas is just raised different, dog. Like, niggas don't even spread their ass cheeks open in the comfort of their own home unless, you know, that is the thing to do. But even then, man, that ain't every day. I don't typically think that secretive shit that motherfuckers do in private is like everyday shit. In a locker room full of people, bro, you just drying both your ass cheeks out on a hand dryer.
I'm still against people walking around with their balls on at the goddamn gym. I'm still against that.
You don't want nobody brushing up against you?
I don't want to see old man balls at a gym. Right. Is that Onslow?
That's Onslow. Onslow in the building. Walking to the building.
Shout out ODC.
ODC.
That's right.
ODC.
Hey, save all the cans.
Mo just said save all the cans.
You know what's fucked up, though? I still go to Planet Fitness. I just don't shower there because I can't.
I mean, for the price, I don't blame you. So.
It's the McDonald's of gyms. Like, you can't get away from it. You're going to go to it.
Yeah, you got to love it, though, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Love is a very strong word.
One more thing, and this goes up to everybody here. You guys have no idea how much of an influence everyone here has played on my life. So, for me to you guys, thank you so much for being a part of my life.
Hey.
I really appreciate
that's
it.
That's awesome.
What's up?
That's what's up, man.
Hey, this is a nigga that decided to fly straight. Who says that bullying doesn't work? Hey. Wow. Ain't no soft people in here. It's too late for all that shit.
Right. This nigga ain't getting took out by peanuts.
Thank you, bro.
Right.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, man.
We got another one coming up.
Another one.
State your name, sir.
State your name, gangster.
Oh, shit. It's the greater one, nigga. Who the fuck you thought it was?
That's the greater one.
How you doing today, sir?
Oh, it's all good. Fuck all that saucy shit y'all talking about. RIP to my nigga Teddy.
Oh, he going straight for the jugs.
Hey, low key, this is facts.
Facts, yeah.
For Teddy not being here.
Yeah.
This is the first and only motherfucking show that Teddy wasn't a part of.
First nigga to comment, dog.
Okay, he might be on a live stream. If you're on a live stream, I'm sorry we ain't got no call-ins for you, too.
We got somebody talking shit about you, too.
It's all good. That's my nigga.
That's what's up.
That's all I had to say.
Tudor remains with us in spirit.
Tudor is like our fourth. Rujan
was ready for Tudor. He didn't even get.
He was excited. He
didn't get any.
He wanted an autograph.
Yeah, he wanted.
He wanted an autograph.
But yeah, man. So season two turned out to be. Oh shit!
Is it a scrap?
Is it a scrap? There's some shit going on. I don't know about
enough black people that scrap my hat.
Oh my god.
We got a scrap and landed in the building. That'd be great.
So my plan, so the plans for season three kind of include like having a more robust Q&A session with the people. Like we want people to like start calling in more. Like we plan on limiting the time that motherfuckers can talk on the phone, but we really want people to call in. We want that input because this is as much y'all show as it is ours. If did nobody listen, if we get to a point where there are no likes and no shares, and that's the last episode. That's it.
We need y'all.
Yeah, we kind of need y'all. So
we need y'all.
And that also includes, you know, dropping shit on the page. We need interaction. We need y'all ideas. We need shit that y'all like, want to hear spoken about.
Yeah,
I can sit up here and talk some fly jiggy nigga shit all day, but
and our Instagram page too.
Yeah, yeah. It'll have no direction.
And if you got any business you want to promote too.
Yeah, I know we got a lot of people in the building. I know y'all got something you know y'all want to promote.
That was another thing. I noticed that like a lot of the conversations that I had with a lot of my professional and white collar friends and niggas who on their shit friends, people need an outlet or a venue. I'm glad that all of y'all know about this. I want y'all to spread the word because this is a platform for y'all too. We want y'all to come out and talk about yourselves. Chew the fat with us here.
Yep.
If you got the time and a product, plug your product. As you've seen, we have no qualms about inviting everybody on. Hattage Underground is community.
And this ain't the last one.
No, this isn't the last.
We're
going to
keep doing this. You know,
porn stars too, sir.
Porn
Let
stars.
Us not forget.
That's what's up. The porn star helps.
I watched the crackhead episode.
Crackheads and porn stars. Let's go. You know, Howard Stern is an influence.
Hey, what's wrong with your cousin?
It was okay. Her birth was okay.
Rujan is stirring shit up in the audience.
So what do you have to say?
Get up here.
Let's get it off his chest. Let him get it off his chest.
Before, what other names did y'all come up with before Hattage Underground? Because I heard it was called Mac and Cheese. I'm dead serious. I heard one of y'all was hungry. It's probably J Rod.
No, it was Macho.
It's possibly.
Yeah.
It's possibly.
See, that's that light skin shit.
It's a light skin connection. It happened.
Before the one name that we were going to settle on before Hattage Underground was the Offenders.
The Offenders, yeah.
Oh yeah,
the Offenders.
We ain't want to look like no damn niggas that was in jail
or Great Value jail nigga.
Yeah,
like if Disney had never bought Marvel, it'd have been cool, but. My arms ain't long enough to box with God, and the mouse got a lot of resources at his disposal, nigga.
Never beat the mouse.
Hattage Underground is working.
Everybody in this room is acutely aware of Hattage, has heard Hattage, or has seen or been privy to some fucking Hattage.
It's confusion. It's a word
that we defined, and if anybody had to ask me to sum my experience up with Wayne State and all the people I knew, I'd just be like, Hattage. And they wouldn't understand, but everybody I went through that shit would understand. Y'all some weird motherfuckers, man. Like, how do you go about describing the underground to anybody that's never been there?
You can't really just say it.
But it is one word that encompasses what the basement is. Hattage.
Hattage.
It is.
Hattage sums it all up, man.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Uh-oh. Wow. Put her out on Front Street.
Thug Passion.
What Thug
how you
Passion?
How you feel about that?
I don't like that.
Macho, Thug Passion, Tupac, R.I.P.
Don't get him started, man.
I ain't got enough time to talk about Tupac.
It was on the itinerary.
That was the last time we heard of that week's stuff.
All right, I got another question.
No more questions from you, bro.
Look, see, ain't no one else talking, so I'm trying to keep it going. You know
That's
what I'm saying?
Fair.
So, like, how do y'all decide, you know what I'm saying, what you want to talk about for the day? How y'all decide that?
We have a Brain Trust group chat where we talk about fucked up shit.
You
got
to call it what it is. The wise guys.
The wise guys. We literally talk about fucked up shit all week, and whatever sticks and whatever is hot topic that day, Like, if it's some shit that we got to talk about, we got to talk about. We had to talk about
Kanye.
We had to talk about Ye. We had to talk about yeah. Khabib beating the fuck out of McGregor.
All the hot shit, right?
All the hot shit.
We usually, it's like the day before.
Yeah, a day before. Yeah. And I mean, we have topics on deck in the case that we don't have a guest. Or our guests don't have much to talk about.
Or they flake out.
As you saw with the Bruno episode, there were no fucking topics.
We didn't need any topics with the crackheads.
Yeah.
Hey, crackheads bring up their own topics.
Yeah, they come topiced out.
See who's dropping their drink. You cut off.
Niggas drunk in the audience.
So is y'all next step loving hip hop?
No.
We got a 106 and Park of bullshit to talk about.
Yeah.
That's how we come up with things.
I don't know. The loving hip hop model doesn't work for us. One, because we ain't got no ratchet bitches that be fighting people.
No.
Two, I don't have the lawyers.
It is Detroit. It is Detroit, though.
Two, I don't have the lawyers to pay for the coverage of ratchet bitches fighting people.
I don't have enough money for that.
But we do got ratchet bitches that be fighting people.
We do. We just, you know.
From time to time.
I'm not willing to invest in that.
As long as we got mud.
Also, Love and Hip Hop is scripted. This ain't scripted. We freestyle every fucking episode. There's no typing of shit when we
off
get
the
up
top,
and talk.
Son.
Yeah, we don't have any like sheets or anything that we read off of. We just go.
Obviously, it's not mental adamantium. You don't have to
I don't think I would like
take
it
no
I
great effort
it,
to cut through this
like
shit.
Yeah,
but
I wouldn't even want to do the show if I had to write it. No. I'd be like, no, this is not even a show.
Plus, you know, when we invite people on that don't, like everybody that's ever been a guest, they always tell us after the fact, like, man, that was way easier than I thought it was going to be. Or
we're just having a conversation.
I just want more of the adage uncut. When they leave, we would like to get more of that.
Vitamin C is back up. What do you got to say, lady?
It's like a legitimate question.
Okay.
Okay,
so... Season one was feeling yourselves, trying to figure out
man,
what you're going
to
do.
The
audience.
I'm going to lean into the mic.
She's going to lean into the mic.
And then season two was actually finding yourselves, you know, finding a stride. So what do you see yourselves going into in season three? What is it going to look like?
Knowing
what the fuck we're going to be doing. Like pretty much every season has been a polished and more refined version of the last season.
To expound upon that, I'm going to take a book out of Macho's. We're going to make money.
We're going to go for the cash. I mean, I want to see us on more YouTube stuff, like getting more YouTube or Patreon.
So originally I thought about segments and shit like that. Like, do we really want like... do we really want to go and be that gimmicky while trying to maintain, you know, the organic format that we have? It's hard. You can't really do scripted off the cuff. Like, you can tell when the shit's like written and formulaic. And unless you got a solid fucking formula to go with, you might as well just go from the heart.
It's like every season has had its own theme. Like the first season was just starting out trying to see if we can do the shit.
Rough and raw.
The second season was...
It's like a rebirth.
We're trying to be more professional.
You can see our asses on the second season. And we was...
Yeah.
Like we would record Friday and we would post it.
Monday or Tuesday.
Like, you can literally see us the day that we record. You can hear us and see us. And then the crispy audio rebroadcast, we usually repost those on like Friday.
Third season, I think it's expansion.
Yeah.
Like, I have me and Ruhan, we have some things in the works, and we're going to be working on some things.
Merch.
I've been talking with people in the group about some things. These two guys have been talking about some things. We're going to be doing more than what we did in season two. That's all.
Yeah.
On-site podcasts like this, higher profile guests. I don't want to say anything right now, but we got some really decent people coming on next season.
Yeah, we got some fire coming.
I really just don't want to say nothing.
I don't want to spoil it.
Like the Bruno episode, I like when shit just comes out of nowhere. Like that the live chat for that episode was incredible. That shit was great.
Yeah. So when are y'all going to have Landon Simmons on?
I don't know.
When are we? Landon? You get to talk.
Yeah,
again.
Landon, when are we going to have you
so
on?
So since somebody called me out, when do y'all want to have me on?
What? I wasn't expecting that.
We taking a break after this. We recording in November. We actually gonna start back.
I got a much better question.
Okay.
How did you guys come up with your personas?
Oh, I've been doing this for 2 years, so yeah, I've already been in it.
I think it was a conversation at first.
We had to
start it just like, oh, we need, like, we were starting like to be like, okay, are you the funny guy? Remember that conversation? Like, are you the funny guy? Are you the street guy?
We tried to come up with personas that didn't clash. Like, him being the villain, is he's the villain. So we didn't want to come up with nothing that would clash with that theme. Yeah,
we didn't want to fuck up his stuff. We was like, all right, we don't want to fuck
everybody up. Just did what comes natural, pretty much.
Yeah. Like, hence where the original title of the show, The Offenders, came from.
Because we offend motherfuckers.
Damn, it sounds like Ruhan is volunteering for Tribune.
Hey, Ruhan, you got something?
You got something you want to tell us?
Ruhan getting saucy.
Yeah, he getting saucy. What's up with him in this pink feathers?
What's up with him in pink feathers?
I think he's trying to get on you about the Macho King.
He got a Ric Flair fetish.
I think he just want to be touched with a feather.
All right, considering that y'all are trying to make money next season, who's y'all target demographic? Like, meaning, what group of people are you aiming at? Because you mentioned, for instance, the people that may have been in the underground. Mm-hmm. I ain't go to Wayne State. You know what I'm saying? But however, I can identify with y'all to some extent. So, like, what group of people are you aiming to, I guess, get, make aware of Hattie's Underground and to possibly reach out to people to...
It's underground everywhere.
18, yeah, it's a, if I had to quantify 18 to 40 something internet savvy people, like the whole notion of a podcast is still a foreign idea to some people. Some people can't get the concept of, like, why would you just sit there and listen to fucking people talk? And it's like, well, you do it all the time.
Yeah. Like, I literally, like, I'm the person that gets most of the guests, right? Yeah. Like, I've literally talked to people and be like, hey, you want to come on and do a show? And they be like, what's a podcast? Right. I'm like, this 2018, how you don't know what a podcast is? What's wrong with you? I can't say that to them, but.
Yeah, I think we just wanted to get others like us to try to have something other than just the norm and just have something that they could build themselves if they wanted to.
Because it's all kind of different black people.
Yeah.
It's all kind of different people in the urban society. You know, just because they think everybody does the same thing, we don't. So
I say, if everybody did the same thing, there'd be a lot less conflict.
Yeah.
The fact that there's so many different motherfuckers trying to do so much different shit, that's where people start butting heads.
So is it mostly aimed at just internet savvy, or is more aimed at males? Because the difference is going to be whether you're saying, hey, ladies, you need to do Kegels, or do
you need to do Kegels. You and these Kegels. You and these Kegels,
man. That conversation needs to be pointed.
Oh, my God.
I kind of think. You want to be on the Kegel.
Right, you're going to get her to get the Kegels.
Whose man's is this?
Hold on.
I just want to really drill in that Kegels. You know what I'm saying? Because, the more Kegels,
You're going to keep going.
All right, I got you, bro. But I guess to answer your question, man, like, I really don't think that our program is... I don't think that we bar away female listeners. Like, we try to
definitely need our female listeners.
A decent routine of women on.
Most of our guests have been female.
Yeah, I was about to say majority of our guests have been female.
And outside of talking fly.
Yeah, and our highest episode was it female?
It was female.
Yeah, it was
female. No. It was female featuring Ruhan.
Don't discredit me.
I think our time is up.
Brandon here one more time. I had a question. With YomaCon coming up around the corner, have you guys ever thought about doing a podcast about that subject, about YomaCon itself?
We're going to talk about it. Like themes will be the central topic around next season. I actually want to do a fighting game community episode too. Okay. If you can make it 10 to 15 seconds, Devontae, you can say something because then I'm going to close out. Watch that glass, push it on the table for me. Thank you, Murphy's Law.
Y'all ever had anybody on here talk about, like, money and finance and whatnot?
No, but we would like somebody to be on there.
Yes, we need somebody like that.
Okay, because I mean, y'all talk about a lot of hot you know, yeah, top
yeah, no, yeah. We need that.
It's always money. Money will
yeah,
always
we need that.
The bag.
Yeah.
The bag.
Oh, yeah. How to secure the bag, how to make the bag grow.
Well, we need talk, you on the team.
Yes. Talk to us after the show.
Yes, talk right. to us, please. We
thank
need
you,
that.
Sir.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
Watch out for that glass. Thank you.
We ain't trying to pay. We ain't trying to pay for none of that shit.
Clearly, I'm traumatized by glass being on the corners of the table. Thank you to my great grandmother Edna and her fucking fast ass fucking hand. I want to thank everybody for coming out, listening to us, getting up, talking, participating, giving the bar some money because we didn't have to pay for today because we promised them a decent amount of people.
Let's
so,
go.
Thank
Let's
y'all go. For that.
Shout out Common Pub.
Common Pub did us good. I also want y'all to give
a round of applause and a sincere thank you to the homie Dave. With
give it up
Podcast Detroit. Yeah.
None of this crispy yeah. shit would be possible. Thank y'all. I do want to say before I close things out, I want to encourage everybody that you can clearly see how easy this shit is. I mean, y'all showed up here and none of this shit is special at all. Actually, a lot of the motherfuckers in here, the reason why I talk to y'all, because I find y'all interesting. I feel that y'all have interesting perspectives and takes on shit. I would love to hear you talk about some shit. Some people can do this, some people can't, but you'll never know unless you try.
Yep.
If you think that you can do this, I say go ahead and do it.
It's all about breaking down barriers.
You can do it.
We got potential guests in the house, too.
You can do it.
We will see y'all in December. Yes. Sadly, we won't be recording for the rest of this month, and we're taking all of November off to strategize. Yep.
Strategize.
Think about better
Figure
content.
Out more content.
Get all of our pills paid with Dave and shit yep. like that.
I support that. Of course he supports that.
He has to.
He has to.
Business, man.
Be on the lookout. Just because we won't be recording a podcast, there still will be content shared on the page.
You still got season one. You can go back and listen to season one.
There will also be the opportunity for us to add to the cast of characters up here. So we'll be reaching out. Please don't be afraid to reach back.
Very much so.
And until motherfucking next time, this has been Hattage Underground, and I am the mighty, mighty Meta Baron.
Voice the villain,
Macho Samson.
We're out. Hey!